99% APR up to 60 months or $1,000 cash allowance on a 2023 Equinox. And don't forget, we're looking for great used cars too, so we are willing to buy your vehicle or give you our highest trade offer. Come see us today or visit us online at longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Back at White Auditorium, Greg Ray along with Ken Hansen. We are at halftime of the boys' third place game of the Lyon County League basketball tournament. Madison leading 24-22. And let's take a look at our halftime stats brought to you by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Let's look at the individual scoring first for the Burlingame Bearcats. They're being led in scoring by Dane Winters with 8 points, 6 for Colby Middleton, 3 points for Brandon Punches, 3 points also for Roman Bayless and Drake Skirvin with 2. For the Madison Bulldogs, they're being led by Gavin Ish. He has 11 points, 5 points for Colton Ish, Lane Darbo with 4, and Bryson Turner also with 4. Or Colton Ish has 5 points, Lane Darbo 4, and Bryson Turner with 4 points in the first half. Looking at the team numbers, Ken?
Well, one thing that points out that I'm thinking is great tonight, both teams are shooting the ball well inside the arch. Burlingame is 7 of 11 inside. They're 2 for 9 from three-point range, so overall 9 of 20 from the field. They're 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Rebounding-wise, they've got 2 offensive and 6 defensive rebounds, so 8 total rebounds in the first half. And they've committed 5 turnovers for Madison. Inside, they're shooting 8 of 16 from the field, including they made their last 5 in a row. They're 2 of 6 from three-point range, 2 for 3 from the free throw line. And rebounding-wise, they've got 2 offensive, 8 defensive rebounds, so 10 total rebounds in the first half, and they've committed just 4 turnovers. Lack of turnovers is also a good job by the teams by just taking care of the basketball.
And this has been a game of runs. Madison had the early lead in this ball game. Then Burlingame had a 5-point lead for a while in the contest. Then Madison's come back. They lead it by 2 here at halftime. So this has been a back-and-forth affair.
Yeah, and it's what you would kind of expect between the teams that are the so closely seated. And it's just been a fun game. I mean, both teams are playing well. I can't find really any fault with anything that they're doing so far.
Yeah, that's may not be the cleanest, but they're playing hard and they're getting after it, and that makes for some fun basketball.
Yes, it does.
Our coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament is being brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame, serving all of your banking needs. Member FDIC, proud to support the Burlingame athletic teams on and off the court. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League basketball tournament on Country 101.7 FM, KVOE FM Emporia, and also watching on KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams. Give Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers a call for all your land, sale, purchase, and certified appraisal needs. Henry grew up near Madison, having deep family ties to the Flint Hills area, along with a great appreciation for the farmers and ranchers who call it home. Henry's driven to help you succeed, priding himself in his strong land expertise, honesty, integrity, and work ethic. Give Henry a call today at 620-437-7340 for all your land needs. Good luck to all area teams.
Think that custom cabinets are too expensive? Not at Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Their spacious facility enables them to be more efficient with more options, faster service, and they deliver and install every project. And best of all, it's affordable. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry can build to fit your budget. Visit them at their showroom on Highway 99 in Olpe to see the latest in design for your kitchen, bath, or other home or office projects. Schmidt Custom Cabinetry, where craftsmanship is their legacy.
Shanky Well Service started in 1965 and is still going strong. Shanky Cattle Company and Shanky Buffalo started in the following years. That kind of involvement has been a hallmark of the Shanky family and reflects their commitment to the Madison community. Don't miss the chance to see their buffalo roaming the Flint Hills and the Madison area. The Shankies are proud of the Madison schools and wish the Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs the best of luck this season, both on the court and in the classroom.
Come grow with Olpe, a clean, friendly community with so much to offer, like growing businesses and job opportunities, new housing developments with no specials, a neighborhood revitalization plan that provides tax breaks for construction or renovation, and best of all, high-quality schools with one-to-one technology initiatives, standard of excellence awards, a winning sports tradition, and other highly successful programs. All of this with a low tax mill levy. Olpe, proud heritage, promising future. Call the city office at 475-3780.
Our video coverage today is being brought to you, and throughout the whole tournament, being brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340.
24-22 is our halftime score. Madison leading Burlingame in the boys' third-place contest and the girls' third-place contest. It was Madison girls defeating Burlingame 46-35, and that one was kind of a close game as well.
It was.
In the earlier games, in the fifth-place games on the girls' side, Meredithine Valley defeated Southern Coffee County 47-33. Waverly, 64-48 winner over Hartford. In the seventh-place games, the Waverly girls defeated Hartford 42-32, and Meredithine Valley boys defeated Southern Coffee County 52-20. Again, still to come up here at White Auditorium at the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. It'll be the girls' championship game up first. Lebo, number one seed, playing Olpe, number two seed. And on the boys' side, it's the Olpe boys, the number one seed, playing Lebo, the number three seed in the tournament.
And this is just a great event. Ted Van Ocker just does such a great job, Greg, with putting this together. He's been doing it
for a long time.
Yes, he has. Also, the White Auditorium staff and the concessionaires, this is a long 2 weeks for them, and thanks to them for having such a beautiful place to broadcast from.
You know, you look around the gym, and then all, you know, you kind of feel like you're at a game, and you see a bunch of Division I coaches. Look across the way, there's Jesse Nelson taking in the game, and Alan Brown watching in the game, and you see a lot of guys who put a lot of time in at this tournament, watching it from a different perspective.
Yes, and it's fun to see. It's fun to see Jesse. I would love to sit down with him and just tell us stories even of everything that's been involved with the tournament.
Well, we're underway here in the third quarter. Burlingame with the basketball. They'll play to the basket to our right or left as we view it here courtside. 24-22, Madison with a lead as we're just underway third quarter. Well, we're going to get a foul to start. Oh, travel violation first. Brandon punches. Was looking to go up with a shot and shuffled his feet, and the turnover gives it right back to the Madison Bulldogs. Thought there might be a foul coming with one of the Madison players colliding with Brandon Punches, but they say he traveled first. Madison working to the basket to our right on the wing right side. This is Darborough. Now swings it out front to Hurlburt. Dribbling to the right side. This is Darborough. Darborough trying to drive. And we're going to get a foul on Burlingame's Colby Middleton. That'll be his second personal foul.
Ball goes in to Gavin Ish for two.
As Gavin Ish adds to his list of points. Burlingame into front court. This is Middleton. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark, but the offensive rebound stick back missing for Brandon Punches, and his shot then is rebounded by the Madison Bulldogs. Had two opportunities, couldn't cash in on the three or the two-point attempt. Bryson Turner with the basketball out front for Madison. Swings the left side to Darborough. Now puts it into the hands of Hurlburt. Gives it out to Bryson Turner in the paint. Puts up the five-footer. Left it a little bit short. Defensive rebound goes to Gavin Ish. Feeds it up the floor. This is Bayless. Now the wing left side. Winters. They get it in the paint. Shot missing for punches, but he gets fouled. This will be a foul on Gavin Ish. This will be his second. And this will put Brandon Punches at the free throw line with two free throws to shoot.
It seems like the first couple trips down the court, Burlingame is doing a more concerted effort to try to get the ball in the paint.
First free throw was up and good for Brandon Punches. You know, one thing I did have noticed, though, and paying attention, I don't think Madison has substituted anybody in this game.
No, and they didn't the other day, and so we'll see if stamina can take effect.
Second free throw is good by Brandon Punches. Burlingame going to apply a little bit of backcourt pressure. Finally across the timeline, Hurlburt, and then reaching from behind is Bayless, and he knocks it free. Burlingame with a steal in the front court. Winters kicks it in the deep right corner to Heckman. Now top the key, Middleton for a three. Shot off the rim, out of bounds. The rebound goes to the Madison Bulldogs. Well, Burlingame got what they wanted, a steal, but they just couldn't capitalize.
And they got a good look, and sometimes it just doesn't work.
26-24, Madison leading Burlingame. 5:55 to play, third quarter. Out front with the basketball. This is Colton Ish for a three. He nails it. Top the key three for Colton Ish. That gives him 8 points in the game. That's a Cody Thurston Land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Cody Thurston, Midwest Land Group agent. Here's a three at the other end. That's good for Dane Winters. And that's also a Cody Thurston Land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference three. 29-27, Madison on top. 5:19 to go, third quarter. Burlingame staying in their man-to-man. Madison takes it to the right side. There's a shot just inside the three-point stripe that's missing, but the rebound goes to Gavin Ish, who lays it up and in. Colton Ish misses the shot, but Gavin Ish with the offensive stick back. He has 15, and it's 31-27, Madison. Driving with the basketball, Bayless doesn't have anything. A pass out front gets deflected. It goes off of Kobe Middleton, but he's able to corral it. Now he gets it back to Bayless. Bayless swings the left side to Winters. Pass in the paint goes to Middleton. Being hounded by the defense. Kicks it out for a three from Dane Winters. And Dane Winters now with 14 points as he hits another Cody Thurston Land agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference three. Makes it a 31-30 Madison lead with 4:39 to go. And we're going to get a 30-second timeout taken by Burlingame. Our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Stop by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry to drink. Make it a meal.
Both teams are now getting a little loose up from the three-point range, Greg.
Taking a little more, not being so timid.
Yeah. And on Dane Winters, like I told you, I know his dad, his sister last year just was in the Optimist All-Star game and just was terrific from the three-point range and won the three-point shooting contest, in fact.
Well, Madison's been playing a zone, and they say one way to bust the zone is make threes. The other one is get it inside, and Burlingame's trying to bust the zone with threes. Madison gets the ball into front court, or I should say Burlingame's trying to bust the zone with threes. Madison with the lead in the basketball. Top the key, it goes to Gavin Ish. Dribbles it down the paint to the brim. Throws it off the glass and a little bit too strong, and the rebound goes to the Burlingame Bearcats. He got the ball where he wanted to, but it didn't really get a good shot off.
Sometimes they just don't fall.
Now trying to drive. This is a steal. Bayless has it stolen away from him, and then ended up turning the ball over will be Colton Ish. And here's a three-point shot off the mark for Roman Bayless, and the rebound goes to Bryson Turner, and now Madison will slow things up as Burlingame retreats defensively. Right side of the floor, Colton Ish feeding the paint, goes to Gavin. Fadeaway shot, good, and he's fouled. That one was a prayer that gets answered.
That was, and I think Burlingame, you're going, we fouled him, and he fouled him about 15 feet from the basket, and he still gets it to go.
Picking up the foul for the Burlingame Bearcats, this will be Colby Middleton, and that is his third. Free throw rims off, no good. Rebound goes to the Burlingame Bearcats. Burlingame into front court. This is Winters. Has it out front. Drives down the lane. Tries to feed it off to Skirvin, and he can't handle the pass. It deflects out of bounds, and the turnover gives it back to the Madison Bulldogs.
That pass looked like it had a little bit of heat to it.
A little hot mustard. 33-30, Madison with a lead. 3:32 to play here in the third quarter. This our coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by Lacey Hamlin with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. From home to land, Lacey Hamlin is ready to help you with your real estate needs. Contact Lacey, 620-481-0213.
That time it looked like Roman Bayless tried to be a soccer goalie.
As Madison turned it over on the inbounds play. Burlingame with the basketball. They work it to Bayless. Driving baseline, finger roll layup, no good. Rebound stick back is good, though, for Drake Skirvin. Gives him 4 points. And Madison being pressured in backcourt. And then Bryson Turner gets it across the timeline up to the basket. His layup missing. Battle for the rebound. Won by Gavin Ish. And he gets fouled. He'll be at the free throw line shooting a pair.
Yeah, just good effort by both these teams going right now.
Picking up the personal foul for Burlingame will be Drake Skirvin. And that is his fourth. Third team foul here in the third quarter. Whistled against Burlingame. Going to the free throw line will be Gavin Ish. As Brandon Punches gets set to re-enter the lineup for the Burlingame Bearcats. Gavin Ish, first free throw is up and good. Gavin with, by my count, 18 points.
He's having a solid, solid game.
Second free throw coming, and Coach Eric West wanting an explanation from the official what he saw, and the official explained it to him, and don't know if Coach West was pleased with the explanation, but not much he's going to do to change it.
No, it's not like we're going to go to video replay.
Second free throw missing for Gavin Ish. Burlingame with a rebound. They have it in front court. Winters left side. It goes to Heckman, and we're going to get a foul on him. Madison's Colton Ish. So he tried to reach in and knock the ball away from Burlingame. For Colton, that's his first team foul number two here in the second half, whistled against the Burlingame Bearcats. Down to 2:49 to play here in the third quarter. 34-32, Madison with a lead by two over Burlingame. Burlingame with a basketball. This is Middleton from 15. Shot crawls off, no good. Battle for the rebound. And they're going to call a foul on Madison's Blaine Darbo. He didn't have position as he was trying to tip the ball away from Brandon Punches of Burlingame. He gets whistled for the foul. His first, team third. And Burlingame will play the ball in bounds once again. They play it out high to Bayless. Now they give it off to Middleton. Back out front, it goes to Bayless. To Winters, down low. Middleton in traffic, double clutch, layup good. Oh, that's a reverse layup that's good for Colby Middleton. That gives him 8 points in the game.
Just a nice move that time by Middleton.
34 all, 2:18 to go, third quarter. Bryson Turner has it left of the free throw circle at the three-point line. Down low they go to Gavin Ish to the basket. Layup good for Gavin Ish. That's 20 points for Gavin, the 6'3 senior. 36-34, Madison. Heckman now back out front to Bayless. Bayless back to Heckman on the wing. Thought about the three, didn't pull the trigger. Gives it off to Middleton in the deep right corner. Pass gets deflected, but it goes right to Heckman. Now they work it left side to Winters. Baseline to Punches in the paint to Middleton. Spinning, shooting, scoring. Tough basket right there in front of the rim with a defender in his face. And Colby Middleton with 10. And it's all tied at 36 once again with a minute 32 to go here in the third quarter.
One team's throwing a punch and then the other one's throwing punches. We're just going back and forth.
Here's a feed down low intended for Gavin Ish. Pass gets intercepted by Brandon Punches for Burlingame. And the Bearcats come the other direction. They get it down low. Middleton driving to the bat, or correction, make that Punches driving to the basket along the baseline. Gets bumped out of bounds, and a foul's going to be called on Madison. Picking up the personal foul will be Gavin Ish. That's his third.
And I think that time Gavin Ish just kind of bailed out Burlingame because he really had nowhere to go with the basketball.
Substitution for Burlingame, J.D. Tyson, a sophomore, into the lineup, replacing Roman Bayless. Down to a minute 10 to go here in the third. Pass in the lane to Middleton. Kicks atop the key to Tyson. Now they swing it on the wing left side of Winters. looking to pass it off. Now top the key, Tyson, left side. Now they go down low to Middleton from 10 feet, airballed it, and there to grab the defensive rebound, Lane Darbo for Madison. All tied at 36, under a minute to go, 46 seconds to play. Left side feed goes to Hurlburt. In the paint, Bryson Turner, fadeaway shot, crawls off, no good. Rebound to Middleton for Burlingame. Feeds it up the floor to Winters. Winters tap the key to Tyson. Swings it left side to Heckman. Back out front to Middleton, to Winters. Left side trying to drive. Nothing open there. Kicks it back out to Tyson, who swings it across to the right side of the floor to Heckman. Has the ball knocked out of his hands, but he's able to retrieve it. Down at 16 seconds to go in the quarter. Yeah. Out front with the basketball, Dane Winters.
Looks like they're going for one shot.
Dane Winters working against the defense of Hurlburt. Shot no good. Offensive rebound and stick back good, though, by Brandon Punches. And he gives the Burlingame Bearcats a 38-36 lead going to the fourth quarter. Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is being brought to you by the City of Hartford. Takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Let's pause for this one-minute timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Don't leave your wiring to chance. Plug into your number one electrical source, Gerald Schumann Electric. Local experts in residential, commercial, and industrial electrical repairs and installation. Their highly trained electricians get the job done right the first time without cutting corners. With over 40 years in the business, you can rely on their expertise to get the job done to your satisfaction every time. Honesty and integrity is their policy, and the electricity is their business. Give Gerald Schumann Electric a call today, 342-2176.
38-36, Burlingame with a lead. Again, coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament is brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament.
Our video coverage throughout the tournament is being brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340.
Madison will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Burlingame leads it 38-36. This is Colton Ish with the basketball. Left side picks up the dribble, swings it to Bryson Turner on the right side of the floor. Bryson looking to drive, spins in the lane. Nothing open there. Kicks it back out to Colton Ish. Now he'll take it out front in between the double circles. Dribbles it to the left side, picks up the dribble, and feeds it off to Gavin Ish. Gavin Ish to the free throw circle, gives it off to Darbo behind the three-point stripe. Shot at the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Lane Darbo. Goes back up with it, lost control of it, gets it back and scores. Looky what he found.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kind of tip it around. It looked like he was playing with a hot potato. 38 all, 7:21 to play. This is Middleton driving baseline against Ish. Shot no good. Rebound goes to Gavin Ish, and a battle for the rebound will also draw a whistle. This will be a foul on Burlingame. Picking up the personal foul for the Burlingame Bearcats will be Brandon Punches. That's his second. Team foul number four on Burlingame. Back into the Burlingame lineup returns Roman Bayless. Setting down will be J.D. Tyson. Madison being pressured in backcourt. This is Lane Darbro. Gives the ball up to Colton Ish and to Bryson Turner as the count is on, and he finally gets it across the 10-second stripe just in time. Three-quarter shot, no good, but the offensive rebound is good for Bryson Turner. Gavin Ish, I think, missed the three-pointer in the deep left corner, but right there to follow the shot and get the offensive rebound and stick back was Bryson Turner. He has 6 points in the game, 40-38 Madison.
And I like how Turner just didn't hesitate once he got the ball.
Out front with it, Winters. Swings it left side. That's to Heckman. Gives it out to Middleton. Middleton way out beyond the three-point stripe. Now tap the key to Winters. Feeds it in the paint. Going for the layup will be Brandon Punches, but he gets fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Nice penetration that time. Opened up the hole for Brandon Punches, and he gets fouled. Picking up the foul for the Madison Bulldogs will be Gavin Ish, and that is his fourth personal foul.
And that is huge because, I mean, Gavin Ish has been really the offense tonight for Madison.
has 20 points as the first free throw misses for Brandon Punches. Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by Jane and Eddie Linhart, a proud supporter of the Lyon County League Tournament. Second free throw also rims out, but the rebound ends up in the hands of Heckman for Burlingame. His putback attempt gets blocked, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Cade Hurlbert. That is his first.
And again, Heckman just doing a nice job getting the ball and taking it to the basket.
First free throw missing for Matthew Heckman, 6'2 senior, looking for his first point of the night, and he gets it. 40-39, Madison with the lead. 6:20 to play in the game. Third place trophy on the line and medals.
Yes, yes, those medals are nice to take home.
This is Hurlbert. Gives it off to Bryson Turner. Splits a double team, takes it to the rim. Reverse layup, no good, but he's fouled. He'll be at the line to shoot two.
Wow, he just showed some great athleticism on that play.
And the one word to describe Bryson Turner, athlete.
Yes,
He's an outstanding football player, a tremendous track and field athlete. Mm-hmm. Free throw off the back iron, bounces away for Bryson Turner. Substitution for Burlingame. Back into the lineup is Drake Skirvin. He has four fouls. That's the reason he's been on the bench. He'll replace Colby Middleton. Second free throw good for Bryson Turner. That gives him 7 points in the game. 41-39 Madison. 6 minutes to play. This is Winters for three. Swish! That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference three. And for Dane Winters, that's now 17 points in the game. He's been the leading scorer right now for Burlingame. Here's a pass that gets kicked out of bounds by Dane Winters, and Madison will keep the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline, almost in the deep right corner. To play it in will be Bryson Turner. Bryson holding the ball, lobs it inbounds to Gavin Ish, top the key, long college three-pointer up and good by Cade Hurlbert, his first basket of the ball game. And it's a Cody Thurston Land Agent Experience, a Midwest Land Group difference. I wonder if he knows if there's any coaches in the house checking him out.
Might be, yeah.
44-42, Madison with the lead. Here's Winters from 10, shot off the mark, no good. Rebound tipped around Lane Darborough, saves it, but it goes right to Winters. You like the hustle of both ball clubs right now.
Yeah.
Free throw circle, Skirvin kicks it to Bayless on the right wing. Three, good! Roman Bayless knocks down his second three-point basket. He has six, and the Burlingame Bearcats take a 45-44 lead on that Cody Thurston Land Agent. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference three. Down the lane, Bryson Turner lays it up and in, and he gives the lead right back to Madison. 46-45 the score, 4:43 to play.
Yeah, they're both just throwing punches and taking them.
Here's a pass that gets intercepted by Lane Darborough. As Drake Skirvin tried to skip it across the floor, it got deflected, and it ends up in the hands of Madison's Lane Darborough. And as they get it into front court, Madison says, we want a timeout. Comes with 4:29 to play in the ball game. Madison leading 46-45. Our timeout's brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue in Emporia. McDonald's on 6th Avenue, your afternoon snack stop for hot fresh fries for a dollar between 2 and 5 p.m. Let's take this time out. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
We've all had to share the road with bad drivers, but at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we believe you shouldn't have to share their insurance rates. With Driveology, you're in the driver's seat to save money based on your driving habits. You'll get an automatic discount for signing up and could save up to 30% on your auto insurance premium. Contact me, Brian Fillinger, your Farm Bureau agent in Emporia, to learn more about how your driving habits can help save you money.
Savings based on driving behavior. Your savings may vary. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
4:25 to play, fourth quarter, 46-45. Madison with the lead with the basketball. Layup missing for Madison. Rebound goes to the Burlingame Bearcats as they come the other direction. This is Winters. Shovels it off to Bayless. Bayless looking to drive. Nothing open there for him. Gives it off to Skirvin along the baseline right side. Dribbles it to the lane line. Top of the key, it goes to Winters. Winters trying to back it down. Goes back down low to Skirvin in traffic. Kicks it out for a three on the left elbow. A shot on the way. No good for Burlingame. But Skirvin gets the rebound and the stick back. No. Rebound tipped out. Still loose on the floor. And Madison comes up with it. Grabbing the basketball, Colton Ish. Missing the three-pointer was Matthew Heckman, who had an open look at the three and just a little bit off the mark. Madison comes the other way with a one-point lead. 3:38 to play. Bryson Turner in traffic. Kicks it out for a three in the left corner by Gavin Ish. Crawls up, no good. Rebound, Darbrough, stick back, no good. Battle for the rebound on the foul's going to be called on Bryson Turner as he came crashing into the party.
Well, they could have called one on Darbrough earlier in that possession when he just basically put two hands in the chest of Skirvin and got him out of the way.
That's called blocking out.
Yeah.
That is the 17th foul on Madison, so we get a 1-1 at the other end for Drake Skirvin. Drake with 4 points. He's been playing, picked up four fouls early in the second half. And the front end of the 1-1 is good for Drake Skirvin. That gives him 5 points in the ball game. Ties the game at 46.
Greg, nothing like a freshman going to the line with 3:30 to go in the ball game with a one-point game.
Nothing to be afraid of.
No.
Nothing to make you nervous. Second free throw is good for Skirvin. 47-46, Burlingame. 3:26 to play. Fourth quarter. Across the timeline, this is Colton Ish. Gives it off to Bryson Turner. Feeds it off to Darbrough. Darbrough now gives it back off to Colton Ish. Colton, right side, gives it off to Bryson Turner as they just kind of run a little bit of a weave out front. Now working with a basketball. This is Kate Hurlburt. Needs some help. Gives it off to Colton Ish, and we're going to get a three-second violation or a timeout taken by Madison. The Madison Bulldogs taking another timeout. That will leave them with two. This timeout being brought to you by McDonald's on West 6th Avenue. Locally owned and operated by Hugh O'Reilly. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And Greg, right now I think looks like coach is trying to diagram something over there, but it's far enough away to can't see it. Unlike if it was Burlingame, we could probably tell you what it was that they're looking at.
Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also being brought to you by, make sure I get the right sheet here, the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars. Madison with the basketball. Down to 3:02 to play. Out front with a ball for Madison. Colton Ish gives it out to Bryson Turner. Now to Darbrough on the wing right side. In the paint, it goes to Turner. Back out to Darbrough for a three. Swash! He hit it! What a big three by Lane Darbrough. That gives him 9 in the game. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent. Experience a Midwest Land Group difference. And it's 49-47 Madison leading Burlingame. Burlingame working against the zone, which Madison has played all game long. This is Bayless out front to Winters. Now they go baseline right side to Skirvin. Skips it across the floor to Bayless. Now baseline, it goes to Middleton from 15. Shot good! Big basket by Colby Middleton. That gives him 12 in the ball game, and we're tied at 49. 2:13 to go in this contest. Bryson Turner with the ball. Works it right side. Gives it off to Darbrough. He'll shoot another three. Good! Back-to-back threes for Darbrough. That gives him 12. That's a Cody Thurston Land Agent experience. The Midwest Land Group difference, 3. 52-49, Madison. This is Middleton now with the basketball for Burlingame. Swings it to Winters on the left elbow, and we're going to get a timeout taken by the Burlingame Bearcats. And as they take a timeout, so will we. This timeout being brought to you by McDonald's. Now on 6th Avenue, place your order with DoorDash and let the team at 6th Avenue prepare it for you hot and fresh. Let's take this one-minute timeout. This is Lyon County League Tournament Basketball on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Is it time to turn the lawn care over to the professionals? Richmore Lawn Care is a full-service lawn and landscaping company serving commercial and residential properties in the Emporia, Kansas area. The team at Richmore Lawn Care offers a wide variety of services and maintenance plans to meet every need and budget. They also have extensive experience with tree care, planters, retaining walls, patios, and complete landscaping design. Richmore Lawn Care can make your backyard into your own personal oasis. Call 620-341-3890 or check them out at richmorelawns.com.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
1:47 to play in the game, 52-49. Madison leading Burlingame in this third-place game of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Burlingame with the basketball. Working against the zone. This is Bayless trying to drive. Nothing open there. Gives it off to Middleton. Middleton having a big game himself. Goes baseline underneath the basket. Reverse layup, left it short. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up and in. Wow, you talk about determination. And Middleton with 14 points, 52-51 Madison.
Greg, he was able to square up his shoulders there on that last one, too.
And we're going to get a foul whistled against Colby Middleton, who picks up his fourth personal foul. Now, actually, that's his fifth, and Colby Middleton has just fouled out with a minute 16 to play. I missed one somewhere.
And Colby Middleton has just had an outstanding game tonight.
14 points scored, and he's the one that really kept Burlingame in this ballgame for a while. Madison with the ball. That was only the 16th foul whistled against Burlingame, so Madison keeps the basketball. No free throws to shoot. Darborough out front, swings to the left side. Gavin-ish. Gavin-ish driving with the ball, and they're going to call a hold foul on Burlingame. Whom do they call the foul on? They call this foul on Drake Skirvin, and that will be his fifth, and he'll foul out with a minute one to play. Checking into the lineup for Madison, or for Burlingame, will be J.D. Tyson. And at the free throw line with a one and one is Gavin Ish. I don't know if I saw a hold there.
Yeah, but.
But I didn't have the angle.
Yeah.
And Gavin Ish makes the first free throw. That gives him 21 points.
Skirvin's going, I'm a freshman. I'm not going to argue.
Second free throw's on the way, and nope, they're going to weigh it off. They have a lane violation as Gavin-ish apparently stepped across the free throw line. Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament being brought to you by Harrison Body Shop in Madison for insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, and free estimates. And we're going to get a timeout taken here by, I think, Madison. This will be a full timeout. Again, this timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue. 99-cent iced coffee from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. through February 5th. Pair it with a new blueberry cream cheese pie for a mid-morning snack. Let's take this timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Got a flat, dead battery, time for an oil change? Been ignoring that check engine light for too long? Visit Howie's Tire Shop in Olpie to get your ride back on the road. Howie's isn't just tires and repair. They offer full-service mechanical work, including shocks, steering, suspension, and maintenance. If it's under the car or under the hood, they can fix it. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Olpie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Olpie, just across the street from the Chicken House.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
Back to action, fourth quarter, 53-51, Madison. Burlingame with the ball. They get it in the lane. Basket good for Brandon Punches. He has nine, and it's a tie ball game, 53-all with 44 seconds to play. Madison into front court. This is Bryson Turner being guarded by Dane Winters. Now they get it down low to Gavinish. Almost lost it out of bounds. And what are we going to get? A timeout. It's going to be taken by Madison, and they use their final timeout.
And
this, just to let you know, this timeout being brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue in Emporia. Buy a quarter pounder with cheese, Big Mac, or 10-piece nugget, and get a second one for a dollar.
And, Greg, that free throw that was missed, though, by Gavinish, that was huge. I mean, it wasn't missed. He stepped over the line. Because instead, we're tied now, and Madison would have had a one-point lead.
That is definitely the case. 32 seconds to play in this one. 53-53 the score. Madison calling the timeout. They'll have the ball to play on the baseline. Big night for Madison's Gavinish with 21 points. And Burlingame being led by Dane Winters with 17. Colby Middleton, who's made some big baskets with 14, has fouled out. Gavin Skirvin is fouled out for Burlingame. Lane Darbrell with 12 points in the contest for the Madison Bulldogs. 9 for Bryson Turner. 8 points for Colton Ish.
I'll be interested in seeing if Madison decides to pull it out and go for the last shot, being that we're tied, and maybe set up something again for Gavin Ish.
Madison, first they need to get it in bounds, and they do get it in to Lane Darbrell. Out front, they feed it to Colton Ish, and we're going to get a hand check foul whistled against Burlingame's J.D. Tyson. That's maybe not a bad foul. It's a one-and-one opportunity. Going to the line will be Colton Ish.
Coach Wessa was grabbing down his leg like, oh, no.
Free throw on the way is good for Colton Ish. Ice in the veins. That gives Madison the one-point lead with 24.9 seconds to play. Puts a lot of pressure on the second free throw. And he makes this one. Nothing but the net. 55-53, Madison. Burlingame into front court, and they're going to call timeout. This timeout brought to you by McDonald's on 6th Avenue in Emporia. Download the McDonald's app and receive daily deals, including the select favorites for free. That's McDonald's on West 6. Let's take this time out. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE TV at KVOE.com.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
Your home isn't just somewhere you live. It's your place, a place where memories are made and where you deserve to feel safe and sound. That's why protecting your home with a roof from GR Roofing is the peace of mind you need. From state-of-the-art stone-coated metal or traditional asphalt roofing to the gutters and downspouts, the team at GR Roofing has you covered. Call Mark Rummel or Todd Griffin today, 344-0661. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
20.8 seconds to play in the ball game. 55-53, Madison with a lead, Burlingame with a basketball. Winters into front court with the ball, driving in the paint. Ball goes off the knee of Gavin Ish, but it ricochets out to Matthew Heckman. Here's Bayless from 10, shot no good, rebound to Gavin Ish, and he's going to get fouled from behind by Brandon Punches. 6 seconds to play in the game. And Gavin Ish will step to the free throw line and a chance to give his team a four-point lead.
At that time, I think Burlingame got a decent look, just couldn't get it to go.
They had a couple of good opportunities that just couldn't get them to cash in. This is a one-and-one opportunity for Gavin Ish. He has 22 points in the contest. Free throw up and no good. Rebound to Burlingame, and they get the timeout called with 5.8 seconds to go. This will be the final timeout for Burlingame. This timeout brought to you by McDonald's. Stop by McDonald's on 6th Avenue in Emporia and get a quarter pounder with cheese cooked fresh off the grill upon ordering. Add a fry and a drink and make it a meal. And with that, we'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and watching on KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Strength Stability Service. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, you can count on all three. And you can count on me, Perry Ott, your local Farm Bureau agent in Emporia. I'll help make sure you have the coverage you need, nothing more, nothing less, and that you're getting the discounts you deserve. Call me today to schedule a super check and see how I make it simple to protect your family, cars, home, and future.
Call Perry Ott of Farm Bureau Financial Services at 620-342-1313.
Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also brought to you by Gwen Longbinder, RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Gwen helped buyers and sellers with farm, home, ag land, and lake house sales in 2022. See how she can help you at GwenLongbind.com. Burlingame has the ball to play and bounds in backcourt. 5.8 seconds to go. 55-53, Madison with a lead. Third place trophy on the line. To play the ball inbounds in backcourt will be J.D. Tyson, and Madison will apply full court pressure. They lob it into front court, picked up by Dane Winters. There's some contact, no call. Three-point basket is good!
Oh, my.
Dane Winters knocks down a big three-point basket just before the end of the game. And the Burlingame Bearcats escape with a 56-55 win.
And they wanted the foul called on the before he got the shot off.
What a shot by Dane Winters. The things and memories are made of. And the Burlingame Bearcats snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
Yeah.
Or something along those
yeah.
lines.
Yeah.
They snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
Oh, man.
And, boy, what a wild play. And, as you mentioned, Burlingame was wanting a foul called as, to be honest, Dane Winters did get bumped.
Yeah, he did.
But he put up a desperation three. It was behind the college three-point line, and he was able to get it to go. And the Burlingame Bearcats ripped the heart out of the Madison Bulldogs.
Just a great shot. He's been hitting his threes here tonight. And, yeah, they were. Coach West was yelling, foul, foul. I think he's glad that they didn't call the foul now.
I think he is definitely happy that they did not call the foul. Final score, Burlingame 56, Madison 55. We'll be back to talk about this one. And look at the numbers when we come back. You're listening to coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament on Country 101.7 FM and KVOE.com.
Hartford One Stop is supportive of the Hartford Jaguars and Lady Jaguars and wishes their athletes the best of luck this season. They want to remind fans when you're in Hartford, their convenience store is open till 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Check out their daily lunch specials. And remember, their full-service auto shop is available Monday through Friday for general service, including tires and oil changes. Whether you need gas, auto service, snacks, or Hunt Brothers Pizza, your one-stop shop in downtown Hartford is Hartford One Stop.
Do you or your family need a new dentist in Emporia? We would personally like to invite you to visit our office to see if it's the right fit for you. Hi, this is Dr. Joseph Lotti. In addition to full dental services, we also offer dental implants, Invisalign clear braces, sedation dentistry, and much more. Call 342-8032 to schedule an appointment and visit us online at drlotti.com. We look forward to meeting you.
The former State Bank of Aliceville has three locations to serve you, including Aliceville, Burlington, and Lebo.
Locally owned and operated, they strive to meet the needs of their customers of East Central Kansas through quality financial services and friendly customer service. Their motto is, the bank that appreciates your business. You'll find they have competitive loan and deposit rates and sound banking practices. Since 1908, Farmer State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Wishing the best of luck to the teams from Lebo and Southern Coffee County in this week's tournament.
Score big on taste with Planet Sub. Choose a made-to-order sandwich with ingredients that are always fresh. Try a classic with turkey and bacon, or an original like the superhero sub on made-from-scratch bread. Need something lighter? Try a tortilla or romaine wrap. Sandwiches, wraps, or soup. Planet Sub serves them up fresh and big on taste. Planet Sub, 2715 Candlewood Drive, across from Walmart. PlanetSub.com.
Coverage of the Lyon County League Basketball Tournament also brought to you by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams and all other Madison winter sports teams this season. Go Dogs. By Mayer Electric, a proud supporter of all OP academic and extracurricular activities. Mayer Electric, once an Eagle, always an Eagle. And by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Well, let's see one of these final two games match that one. Yeah, that third-place game won by the Burlingame Bearcats on a three-point basket just before time expired by Dane Winters as he finishes with 20 points on the night, as Burlingame needed a basket with 5 seconds to go, and they got a three-pointer to win it.
And, Greg, it was an outstanding game all the way through. And the Madison kids, I know their hearts are broken right now. They played well. They played well. It just didn't end up being a victory for them, and it took they can easily say it took a three-pointer at the buzzer to beat us,
and that it did this afternoon. Let's take a look at our game stats, brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes, and are proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. First down for the Madison Bulldogs. Let's look at the individual scoring. A huge game for Gavin Ish, unofficially 21 points on the night. 12 points for Lane Darbrough, Colton Ish with 10, Bryson Turner with 9, Cade Hurlburt with 3. Those were the only players who scored, and that's really the only players who played for Madison in this particular contest. For the Burlingame Bearcats, the third-place finishers, they were led by Dane Winters with 20 points, including that big three-pointer right before the buzzer. 14 points for Colby Middleton, who fouled out with a minute 16 to play in the contest. 6 points for Drake Skirvin, who fouled out with a minute 1 to play in the contest. Roman Bayless with 6 points. Matthew Heckman finishing with 1 point. And Brandon Punches finishing with 9 points in the contest.
Team stats for Madison. They shot 14 of 30 inside the arc. They were 6 of 13 from three-point range. So overall, 20 of 43 from the field. They were 7 of 13 from the free throw line. They got 7 offensive and 12 defensive rebounds, and they only committed 8 turnovers. That's one thing. Neither team committed turnovers tonight, and that really helped with everything. And for Burlingame, 14 of 27 inside the arc. A nice 7 of 18 from three-point range, including the one that won it. And they were 7 of 11 at the free throw line. While rebounding, they got 28 rebounds. They got 20 rebounds overall, 8 offensive and 12 defensive rebounds, and they committed 9 turnovers.
And the final score, Burlingame 56, Madison 55. What a dandy.
Yes, it was.
For a third-place game, you couldn't ask for much more excitement. That has everybody buzzing and getting ready for the championship games now.
That does, especially these two that are waiting to go on the air. But we may have had the game of the tournament, Greg.
That we may have. What a game it was. Well, Ken, it was fun.
Yeah, Greg, thank you. I enjoyed it.
Well, we have the championship games coming up next. It'll be Opie versus Lebo in both the girls and the boys championship games. And when we come back, Tegan and Michael Deeker will take over control of the Starship KVOE.